Meanwhile, in the United States, which group is the most absent from booths during elections?
Your name, please.
Melissa Varga.
And where do you work?
The Union of Concerned Scientists.
What do you do there?
I train scientists to get involved in policy and advocacy.
I'm standing by your booth at the AAAS meeting in Seattle. And you've got two questions there, one about cars and clean fuels and which companies obey the good intentions, and number two, which I find very interesting, what university majors had the lowest student turnout for voting during 2016? What was the answer to that?
STEM majors, science, technology, engineering, and math.
And you're saying that the students who study science are the least concerned about democracy and turning out? Any idea why?
Well, I don't know that they're the least concerned, but they're the least likely to show up and vote, and we certainly need to change that.
Who did the research?
Tufts University has done this study every 2 years since 2012.
Has the result changed at all during the years?
Well, we've seen an increase in student voter turnout, especially between 2016 and 2018, which is great, but STEM majors are still the lowest voting majors.
Can you remember who's top, who turns out most?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but the social sciences, education, the humanities are all consistently towards the top.
I would have thought that the STEM majors studying the environmental questions, for that matter, would be most concerned. And it's a paradox, is it not?
Yes, I agree. And we would like to change that. We would like to see environmental majors and STEM majors turn out to vote, but also be engaged in our democracy in other ways, participating in public conversations, showing up at town halls. There are many ways they can participate in our democracy.
Have you talked to the majors, the students, and asked them why they behave as they do?
Well, I talk to a lot of very engaged science students who are appalled that their peers are not voting and want to do something about it. And so we're providing them with resources on voter registration so they can educate their peers and turn them out to vote.
And do you think by November you'll have had an effect?
We certainly hope so. There are many science organizations who are also interested in changing this, along with the Union of Concerned Scientists. So we'll get the results in 2021 for the 2020 elections.
Actually, what do you do as part of the Union of Concerned Scientists, Melissa? Your activities yourself,
yes,
from day to day?
So I manage our partnerships with other science organizations, getting their members involved in science advocacy and science policy, and also make sure that the UCS has resources and trainings specifically for scientists on effective ways to engage in policy advocacy.
And tell me, what if that generation of the students were to turn out? Because I think one of the things that really amazes Australians who have to vote, you know, it's the law, you have to turn out to vote. You could write some rude remark on your voting slip, but you have to be there. Very few people, as a proportion of the population here in the United States, actually go to vote at all.
Yes, that's true. And it's a shame.
And so what you're implying is the students really could make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. And they have the most to gain and the most to lose. So we want to see them showing up at the polls in November.
It's their future.
It's their future.
Melissa Varga from the Union of Concerned Scientists. Amazing how undemocratic democracy is in the United States. Who knows what the real results might be if the people really did turn out and vote as they could and should. Next week we hear about the new museum being built in Perth and sponges there in the West and in California, some sitting on the seabed for 400 years with glass swords arising from their bodies pointing upwards. We'll also revisit some black holes and some final thoughts on Terania Creek. The Science Show is produced by David Fisher and Hamish Camilleri and music specially composed by C.P.E. Bach nearly 300 years ago. I'm Robin Williams.